Мировое радио.
Radio Chibduk International.
We know little to nothing about them. You want to know more about them? Listen, I'll tell you this.
The poet and traveler Arthur Glandish is in the studio of the program People of Specific Occupation.
Can you guess what is warbling? Whether it's a waxwing or a fife? No. This is Kinzaburo Asaki, 43 years old from the Takusima city of Takusima Prefecture on the island of Sikoko, whistling. The history is rooted in the 16th century when all local birds were killed, along with the city's residents, during internecine warfare between samurai. In 1873, the shogun Renzutsu set up a new city position, bird substitutor. Seiku Ozaki was the first on the list and built a dynasty of misakatari, the bird substitutors of Takusima. Our occupation is very rare, Kinzaburo Ozaki says. Every day I take my bike at 5 a.m. and ride around the town until between 8 and 11 p.m. local time. All day long, I whistle like a thrush or scream like a seagull. Of course, it is hard work. It is especially difficult on a day like today, when my lips are frozen and I have to smear them with whale oil. That is why the quality of my thrush's warbles is poor. Nevertheless, we provide a great quantity of them. My family helps me a lot. My younger son, Kenzo, sings like a lark. My granddad, Aromi-san, hoots like an owl. And my wife, Leonora, chatters like a magpie. We are leaving Takusima, where the real birds are silent. As we bid them farewell, the family organizes a grand bird concert.
Radio Chibduk International.